Stay tuned now on WVOX for Westchester Means Business with John Ravitz. John Ravitz is the Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer for the Business Council of Westchester. Now, Westchester Means Business on 1460 WVOX.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is John Ravitz, the Executive Vice President and COO for the Business Council of Westchester. Thank you for tuning in this afternoon. For those of you who might be listening for the first time, let me tell you a little bit about the Business Council of Westchester, or the BCW. We are the county's only business membership organization focusing on advocacy and economic development. We have over 1,000 members, ranging from the multi-international companies that call Westchester home to all the hospitals and universities, professional service firms, 130 non-for-profits, mid-size and small businesses, and solo entrepreneurs. And our mission on behalf of our members is to help them build their businesses by helping them to develop relationships amongst each other, putting them in front of stakeholders that can help their businesses, helping them market their businesses by using all of our different communication platforms, and advocating for them on all levels of government. To learn more about the Business Council of Westchester, please go to our website, www.thebcw.org, and always feel free to give us a call at 914-948-2110. One of the exciting things about being part of the Business Council of Westchester and meeting our members is learning about the history. But what I always find so exciting is when you have families that have really not only built a business, but have built a legacy. And do important work in Westchester County and the region. And our guests today really define those descriptions. Our guests today are Carmine Lipolis, who is the CEO and president of Lipolis Electric, and his son Paul Lipolis, who is the vice president of the Green Efficiency Lighting Department of Lipolis. Let me give you a little background on both our guests. First, Carmine. He's earned his associate's degree in electrical engineering and holds a master's electrical license in New York City, Westchester County, Putnam County, the state of Connecticut, Florida, and New York. He's an active board member of the Westchester County Licensing Board and of the Westchester County Licensed Electrical Contractors Association. He also served a three-year term as president of the Westchester Contractors Association from 2003 to 2006, and he's also maintained a 25-year membership with the International Association of Electrical Inspectors and is a member of their board of directors. Carmine also has done a lot of work for the community, and over the years he's been blessed to work with the Blythedale Children's Hospital in Valhalla to raise money for the hospital, and this hospital has helped to change the lives of many children and their families who have complex medical illnesses and disabling conditions, and he's also been involved in various other charities. He's the past president of the Westchester Hills Golf Club and is involved in local activities in Pelham, where his office has been located for the past 35 years. Paul Lipolis joined Lipolis Electric, Inc., part of the three generations of the family members who have been part of this company, and he created the Green Energy Department and has since become the vice president, overseeing hundreds of energy-efficient lighting upgrades of all sizes from start to finish, including complete lighting surveys and rebate-saving calculations. Under Paul's supervision, the Green Efficiency Energy Efficiency Department is responsible for developing different strategies to effectively manage and reduce energy used to mitigate risk involved within a customer's business operation. Throughout his tenure, he has utilized a variety of methods to track and substantiate energy reduction throughout energy-efficient upgrades to lower the company's carbon footprint. Thank you both for being here with us today. As we talked about before we went on the air, obviously the changing energy landscape in Westchester County is one of the Business Council's top priorities. You guys have been in the leading efforts to try to help businesses and residents deal with all of these changes. But let's take a step back for a second. Carmine, tell us about the family. Tell us how the family became Lipolis Electric, Inc.
Sure. So back in 1984, my brother-in-law, who's the vice president of the company, also is the vice president. He's Charles Small. We decided to start Lipolis Electric, and we just started doing small residential jobs and, you know, upgrading services, putting a new kitchen in and upgrading the electric. And we really started, you know, with the residential community. And then over the years, we just grew the business. And my mom, who's still alive today, she's 96. She was the bookkeeper for the company up until about 5-6 years ago. And we really started like that. And it's a typical story of a family business. We start, you know, with one truck and with some tools, and then we grow a little bit more. And our reputation and our relationships really were the key factor. I still have the same relationships I had 35 years ago with a lot of my customers, and whether it's Mrs. Smith's house or a large commercial job, we kind of do it all. And then I guess around about 8 years ago, my son was just finishing up college, and he went to Fordham University, and he was working for the Westchester Magazine. And I was always interested in, you know, starting something, you know, with a green theme, you know, and I knew that's where things were going. There was a lot of lighting incentive programs coming out. And I just, you know, had dinner with my son one night, and I asked him, you know, when I told him, when I close my eyes and I think of this department, I think of you. And, you know, right away he said, I'm in. And that was great. That was a great moment. And he's come on board, and he runs that division. That's his. And I'm really proud of him. What we've done for the environment is just really inspiring and great.
Well, we're also proud of the fact that Lipolis Electric just became certified through the Green Business Partnership, which is a program that we co-founded with the county executive's office 10 years ago. And there's a lot of work that has to go into getting certified, and we'll talk to Paul about that. Just sticking with your history, how many employees do you have now in 2019?
So right now we have about a little under 400 employees. We do work, like you said, I'm licensed throughout the tri-state area, and we do a lot of work. Still do work in Westchester. We still have a big residential division that we go in and we service. If somebody wants their lights fixed or upgrade their service, we still do that small work. I won't give that up. I mean, that's our DNA. And we do a lot of work throughout the five boroughs in Jersey, larger size projects, you know, from the ground up. We also recently opened up an office in Pawling, New York, and we're starting to do work up north a little bit, and really excited about that. So I think the important thing over the years, you know, you see a lot of things that are new and maybe trendy, but I think that something that doesn't get old is the relationships. We sit down, our marketing team, we say, okay, we got to do this on Facebook and we have to do this on Instagram. And that's all important, but the relationships are what I kind of instill in my son and my people to really keep that going.
Well, and having 400 employees just is a testament to the foundation that you've built. Our guest this afternoon is Carmine Lipolis, who's the CEO and owner of Lipolis Electric, and Paul Lipolis, who is the vice president of the Green Energy Efficiency Lighting Department of Lipolis Electric. Paul, obviously, if a father has a vision for something to grow his business and turns it over to his son, that's a lot of pressure, but it also means that he has confidence. So talk to us a little bit about how you took this concept and an idea that started at a dinner table conversation and made it into a reality.
Yeah, John. Well, like my father was saying, I was interested in environmental awareness and cutting edge technology and stuff like that, and I started getting interested in solar, and my dad kind of knew I was interested in that, and you know, I had worked with the company growing up, and I knew the business somewhat, and he mentioned mainly the lighting programs and the different incentive programs that Con Edison was rolling out at the time, and there was just a really high demand for that type of work, and it was a great way to help our existing customers save energy and save money on their bills. And it was a great way to bring in new customers through the program. But there was a lot of management that was involved. And, you know, coming out of college, it was, you know, right up my alley. So we kind of took off from there. And from there, we started partnering with a lot of the other contractors that do this type of work in the area, and we've done all types of lighting upgrades from small businesses up to, you know, universities, hospitals, nursing homes, you know, large facilities also. So it's been great.
Well, we talked, you know, we talked at the beginning of the show about how the energy landscape in Westchester County and the downstate region is going to be shifting dramatically, specifically with Indian Point closing and the Con Edison gas moratorium. As you talk to your customers, both residential and commercial, what are some of the things that you're hearing about their concerns that you have to address?
I mean, nobody really has the answers right now. So, I mean, we're talking to our customers about just, you know, lowering their usage, being as efficient as possible, and just taking advantage of the Con Edison, you know, incentive programs because, you know, Con Edison is trying to reduce everybody's load and the programs they're offering are significant. They, you know, they have a big incentive for doing it and they're rolling that out to the end users to do this type of work. So, you know, it's pretty much just do everything you can at this point and, you know, wait for what happens in the next couple of years.
Well, I guess the renewables that everyone is talking about now for the downstate is solar. Is also wind and geothermal, but there are obviously a lot of issues that go with all three of those in terms of how you implement them, the cost, and how long it takes to really see the savings. Do you have to do an education to your clients in terms of what solar looks like and what that is going to mean on a daily basis for them?
Oh yeah, any customer interested in that would have to go through a pretty significant education on exactly what that's going to mean for them. But, you know, those projects, a lot of times they, depending on the certain situation, they are worthwhile for the customers based on, you know, what's available to them. I mean, we deal a lot more with the, like the lighting and the HVAC upgrades that are out there that can just reduce, you know, the usage on a small business, or small to large business. And those are kind of like the quick payback, you know, the quick deliverables that you could install in a place and they could start seeing savings immediately. And, you know, the volume of that we do, we have like 30 guys doing that type of work every day through the program. So it adds up over the years. And, you know, we've saved a lot just from upgrading to LED lighting in a lot of these places.
That's great. You know, Carmine, we've heard now about Paul's, goals for the green energy efficient lighting department. You have other departments within LePolis that you've created. Can you talk to us a little bit about them?
Well, just to piggyback on what Paul has to say, you know, we're very, you know, a lot of products come out, especially lighting products come out and they're first generation. We're very leery about turning our customers on to that because there's no history with that. So kind of wait for the first generation of that product and then we bring our customers in on that. And we explain everything and we tell them what the savings is. And also what we do, we also kind of show them and tell them what it puts back into the environment. And when you look at those statistics, a small company like ours, what we have put back in the environment is staggering.
I want to talk more about the work that LePolis Electric does for the residents of Westchester County. And we'll be back with both Carmine and Paul after this message.
Business news at 20 past the hour. Here's the latest update from the Fox Business Network on 1460 WVOX.
From the Fox Business Network, all Wall Street stocks are higher in afternoon trading, with the Dow kicking off the week with a triple-digit rally on trade hopes and global monetary stimulus measures. Among the gainers today, tech and banks. And shares of Estee Lauder are spiking after the skincare and makeup products company reported robust fourth-quarter earnings that beat expectations and provided upbeat guidance. Strong demand for its products in Asia helping boost sales. And in an effort to energize grocery sales, Target is launching a private food label next month. 650 products will appear on store shelves under the brand Good and Gather and will expand to 2,000 by late next year. Items under the new brand range from pastas and meat to milk and eggs and will not contain artificial flavors or sweeteners or high fructose corn syrup. And at the same time, Target will be phasing out its house foods brand called Archer Farms and Simply Balanced and trim its market pantry line. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hilary Barsky.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And now get your first month supply for just $5 at 4hims.com/joy. Hims connects you with real doctors online who can prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. So easy. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to 4hims.com/joy. That's FORHIMS.com/joy.
Come fly with us every day on America's legendary community station, WVOX, for you and yours at 1460 on your AM dial or streaming live right now at WVOX.com. Better yet, download the WVOX app and take us with you wherever you go.
1460 WVOX.
Let's return now to Westchester Means Business with John Ravitz on 1460 WVOX.
Thank you very much for staying with us. Our guest this afternoon is Carmine Lopoulos, who's the CEO and owner of Lopoulos Electric, and his son Paul Lopoulos, who's the vice president of the Green Energy Efficiency Lighting Department. Before we start the second half of the show, if people wanted to learn more about Lopoulos, is there a good phone number and website that they should go to?
Sure. Our phone number is 914-738-3550. And our website is www.lopouloselectric.com.
Carmine, before the before we went to break, we were talking about the different departments that you have created since starting Lopoulos Electric. Are some of the departments that you created ones that have continued to grow over the years that you really have had to put more effort into?
Yes. So, you know, we always... I was explaining before, we have our residential customers, and then we have our commercial customers, larger jobs. So we decided to split that into two departments. So we have our services department, which is our residential customers, and then we have operation department that is mostly large jobs and large projects. And then we have our green department, which my son oversees. And then we also have about 3 years ago, I started a testing department, which we go into large facilities and we test their electric coming in with different sophisticated cameras and ultrasound devices. And it's a preventive maintenance. So you might have a facility that has a lot of data, computers, and that power coming into the building is important that it doesn't fail. So we put a maintenance program in together, and it's been about 3 years now, and it's starting to really take off. We have two or three salesmen now in the department, have a general manager, and we're really happy where it's going.
Well, you know, what's so exciting is that you have 400 employees.
Yeah.
But that's a big challenge, too, to be able to not only get the right people for the job, but also keep them and give them the training that they need. What are some of the challenges, and what are some of the things that have really worked for Lopoulos to acquire the type of talent that you need?
So, I mean, first thing is the infrastructure is important as far as who we have in the office. You know, we have estimators in office, project management in office, and that's always a challenge to find the right people, because it might sound that we're big, but our office is like our living room. I try to run it like a family, that everybody's part of family. So whoever we hire, they have to fit in. And about 3 years ago, maybe 2 years ago, we started this little campaign. We were hiring a lot of millennials. And we've had a lot of fun with that. They've been great. And they jump into whatever we tell them to do. They went from assistant project manager to project manager. They're very smart. And, you know, I had to reinvent myself because to get the message across to a millennial and to let them see my vision, it was a challenge. But... you know, we got there, and it's been great. It's been a great run.
Well, it's exciting to just hear about what's happening at Lopoulos Electric. Our guest this afternoon is Carmine Lopoulos, the CEO and owner of Lopoulos Electric, and his son, Paul, who's the vice president of the Green Energy Efficiency Lighting Department. Paul, we mentioned that you guys just completed the Green Business Certification, which the Business Council is one of our most important programs. To me, having Lopoulos that already has such a deep history in this area for the region to actually do the work to become certified themselves is a testament to your commitment and your family's commitment to really not just talking the talk, but walking the walk. Tell us a little bit about how you went about getting the certification.
Yeah, John, it's pretty much exactly that. You know, for the past like 8 years or so, I've been going into small businesses and helping them, you know, go green and, you know, do change over their lighting and take advantage of the programs. So I was doing a big job for the Wartburg Nursing Home in Mount Vernon, and they actually introduced me to Danny Glazer, who's the founder of the Green Business Partnership in Westchester. And they told me all about the partnership and the program. And that was pretty much when it dawned on me, if a big nursing home like that was going to go through the certification, then, you know, it was really time that we do it in our own office. You know, we've been kind of, you know, preaching that to our customers all these years. You know, let's finally get the certification for ourselves. So it took us about a year. I mean, obviously, everybody in the office is busy with their daily work, but we, you know, formed a volunteer committee and met every month or so. And Danny's, the Green Business Partnership has a checklist of required items that you have to do in the office and other ways to kind of go above and beyond. And we were able to get the certification after about a year or so. And we had to institute some new policies in the office, some new recycling programs, different types of settings on our printers and computers, and all types of different things that we went through. And, you know, it was a lot harder than, you know, you think. So it took us a while and it took some changes, but we find it was definitely an achievement when we finally got it recently.
And it shows a commitment, and we're so proud of the work that Danny Glazer and the Green Business Partnership does. And congratulations for getting the certification, which, again, I think validates you guys being leaders in the region on these issues. Carmen, I just want to switch back to you for one more topic before we have to end the show. Your employees obviously have to deal with in issues where there's safety issues that are involved. And we've heard of some of the issues that can happen on a job site. What are some of the things that LaPolis really has done to protect the safety of their workers?
Yeah, well, we're very lucky. Just real quick, going back to when we talked about hiring, at LaPolis, we're very lucky. We have people out there in the field with us 34 years, 28 years, 15 years, 20 years, 10 years. So our nucleus of people, men and women, have been with us for a long time. So I'm really proud of that.
Yeah, I think when you hear 400 employees, it sounds really big, but we never really lost sight of, like, we're a family business, and we kind of always
retention is always a challenge. And from what you have told us this afternoon, you've achieved real great success in keeping your employees there because they see the commitment that you all have as the leaders of the company.
So as far as safety is, you know, safety is affected me in 1992. We had something that happened on a job, and it really affected me. And it was something like, it was a change back then, like, was I going to go on in business? That's how much it affected me. And then I decided, I started writing a safety policy for the company back in 1992 when, you know, safety wasn't, you know, necessarily the hot topic in construction back then.
Well, we're going to want to learn more about that. Let me tell all of our listeners today, you probably see their trucks out on the streets and on the roads of Westchester County, but you've heard today really what leaders LaPolis Electric have been in Westchester County on really improving quality of life for the residents. So thank you, Carmine. Thank you, Paul, for being with us this afternoon. This is John Ravitz from the Business Council of Westchester. Please tune in next week, and always feel free to go to our website, www.thebcw.org.
World and national news. Here is the latest update.